It's episode 197, and we've got plugins for removing menu items, custom menu buttons, Google Web Font optimization, feature lists, and a plugin that will make you abandon the text widget forever. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm John Overall, coming to you from the Great White North, where it's cold enough to snow, but not snowing right now, just freezing our butts off.
And from Laguna Beach, California, where we're in for a little heat wave this week, I'm Marcus Couch.
Well, somebody's got to have the heat while we've got the cold.
That's right.
So we've got the usual great show lineup for you today, but of course, let's get the usual right out of the way. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. Or if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate a review over on Stitcher Radio or at the iTunes Store.
That's right. There's a lot of new podcasts coming out, so we want to make sure that we maintain our high rankings within iTunes. So if you have not yet had the opportunity to give us your honest review on iTunes, please do so. Also want to remind you, you can follow along with the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, a little self-promotion. We are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. I myself do it by helping people fix their broken websites, or a lot of these days are taking up with helping people doing consulting and saving them tons of money when they're prepping to build their WordPress website or upgrade it. So if you need it fixed and it's broke, or you just want to save some money, give me a call at 818-850-7729.
That's right. And if you would like to save a little cash, I've got a nice brand new promo code for everybody. GoDaddy code plugin 149 gives you $49.com domains. Now, we were doing 295s for the longest time. GoDaddy said, no. We want to give the listeners an even better deal. So we're going to give you plugin 149. Just enter that promo code. Any.com will be $1.49 all day long. And spread it around. Show your friends and let them enjoy the savings as well.
All right. And we've got a little bit to talk about here. Don't forget, we are at episode 197 now. So we are three episodes away from the big 200.
Oh, yeah.
Almost 200 episodes now.
Oh, I do. It's been a lot of plugins to go through.
So for episode 200, we're hoping to do a couple of special things for you. Maybe even have a visit by, you know, a returning originator of the show. You know, who knows? Some interesting things could happen for episode 200. So stay tuned.
Yeah. And by the way, if you want to use our website and go on SpeakPipe, you can also wish us a happy 200th and we'll play that on the show.
You bet. We'd love to have a whole collection of those for episode 200. So get in there and speak it up.
That's right. Other than that, John, we have one listener audio clip for this week. Last week, we ran through kind of a big gauntlet of a lot of listener questions and feedback, and we always enjoy that. And Greg has a new plugin that he'd like to tell us about.
All right. Take it away, Greg.
Good morning, Marcus and John. Marcus, I believe I have a plugin that will make your dream come true. I know on recent shows listened to you discuss about enjoying the plugin search being in a list format. I stumbled across a plugin titled Cleaner Plugin Installer. It's by David Decker. And it takes the existing plugin search and turns it into a list format, and also by relevancy. Certainly one that I feel that you may want to check out. I'm also glad to assist you gentlemen with any web development clients that maybe you just don't have time for. By all means, you can certainly send them over to me if you'd like at aviewpoint.net, and I'll certainly be glad to assist them any way that I can. Have an amazing day, and then certainly I enjoy your show. Keep up the awesome work, guys.
All right, thanks, Greg. We appreciate that. That does sound like a little bit of an interesting plugin to look at. Who knows? It might actually be useful.
Yeah, we'll check it out and review it on an upcoming show. So, but thank you so much for your contribution to the show and your feedback. We appreciate it.
And for those of you listening, if you want to just contribute and point us in the direction of more plugins and record it for SpeakPipe, feel free. We'll play it.
Absolutely.
And the bonus, you get to give yourself a little plug in the process.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, well, that's part of the process. All right, John. Well, I think that kind of wraps up for that. It's time to get on to the business.
All right, let's get to the meat and potatoes, eh? All right, so what we got this week, I've got a couple of plugins. The first one I've got here for you is Media Library Custom Fields. And what this plugin is great for, I know that there's times when I'm in the media library and I need a couple of additional fields, and one in particular that I often need is the ability to have that image point to a different URL than the default settings for it. And while I, for some reason, thought that had occurred in WordPress 4, it doesn't actually seem to be there, but this plugin takes care and solves that problem. You turn it on, activate it, gives you a couple of extra fields, and in particular that all-important field to create a custom URL for those images or any other media you've got in there. So give it a check out. It's a very useful plugin. I gave it a rating of 4 dragons, and it's called Media Library Custom Fields.
Very nice. There's always a use for customizing every part of WordPress, and the media library certainly is that. And it's great that you can add extra fields, maybe even like where you were or what the album set is or something like that, any kind of field that you want that you can sort by. So that's a very valuable plugin, John. Thanks for that. I've got some pretty good plugins this week, I got to say. John, you kind of had a string of fives last week, and I think I'm going to beat you this week. But this one is called Google Web Font Optimizer. Now, I was doing some speed tests on a very complex, very heavy theme as far as disk space and all the graphics that went along with it and a lot of the extra plugins custom-wise that they require that you install as well. And I noticed that 3 or 4 of these plugins all did requests to use Google Web Fonts. Now, Google recently changed it so that it allowed you to do multiple requests from one domain for Google Fonts, but that didn't make things any faster just because it allowed it. And what this plugin does is it condenses all of the different requests that there may be within your WordPress installation. Now, that whether that be within the theme itself, whether that be through a plugin, you know, sometimes the plugin developers use Google Web Fonts just to make the display look a lot better for their plugin. So you may not even know that they're using Google Web Fonts. So this plugin condenses all of those requests into one, so it only asks Google one time for the fonts rather than multiple times. And a lot of times in those requests, you might be asking for the same font 4 or 5 times instead of just once. So this is a great way to speed up your site. You know, every little bit helps. So I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I never really paid much attention to the fact that Google only allowed one request at a time and limits them. That could actually...
Well, actually, they used to. Yeah, actually, they used to, John, but they don't anymore, which then made it so that every plugin and theme developer said, well, heck, I'll just put a Google Fonts request in. So because Google said, yeah, we'll take 7, 8 requests from the same domain at the same time now, no big deal, then that's what opened up the floodgates. And now that's causing a speed problem.
Ah.
And so that's what this plugin does. It optimizes those requests down to one.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, the next one I've got here is one that I've come across the occasional desperate need for, and then I promptly forget it for a period of time till I need it again. It's called Quick Remove Menu Item. Now, I know a lot of you out there, and myself in particular, we are redoing a website, you're updating the website, and you need to customize and change up the menu. So instead of having to rebuild an entire menu from scratch again, you just want to remove several bits from a very large menu. Well, the default WordPress method of doing that is go in, open it, delete, one at a time. Very painstaking and irritating, especially if you're on a slower serving website. This plugin solves that. You put it, install it, and what it does is it puts little X boxes and check boxes next to all the menu items. You can go down, click, 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 and delete them all en masse and be done with it. And then go back and add just the items you need back there again, thus saving you minutes or hours, depending on how big your menu is, of time. Very simple plugin, works very well, saves you lots of time. My favorite kind of plugin. So I gave it a 5 Dragon rating.
Very nice. I like that.
And it's a great way to remove those menu items. Like I said, I don't need it very often, but every once in a while, I just got to have it.
Yeah, yeah. It comes in handy. It's just like one of those arrows in the quill that's just ready to go. Is it a quill or a quiver? What is it?
That's a quiver.
Quiver. Okay. I corrected myself. Thank you. All you archery buffs out there can stop rolling your eyes now. All right, John, we're going to talk about Note, which if anybody out there listens to other WordPress podcasts, you might have heard the Matt Report, and that's Matt Medeiros, and he has Slocum Themes. Recently, they released Conductor, which is pretty cool, and I'm going to be reviewing that and talking about that on the show here very soon. But they just released a plugin in the repository called Note, and quite simply, it's just a widget for editing different kinds of text, but live right in the WordPress customizer. And so what happens, John, is instead of editing the widgets in the normal widget editor like you have to, and then you got to go switch screens over to the other side and go, okay, how does this look? You know, especially if you're editing HTML or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
You can now edit that widget right in the customizer, which means that you can see on the right side of the screen exactly what's going on real time as you do all the edits.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a great way to kind of abandon text if you want to do any kind of crazy, insertions and things. The one thing that I didn't try on this before my review, I didn't try and put short codes in it, but I'll let you know next time if short codes are included in that. Either way, I always use this thing called Short Codes Anywhere that pretty much lets short codes be used anywhere. So for Note's sake, I really thought that this was a great improvement, and it's going to be something that I'll install on a lot of my sites just from the ease of use standpoint in setting things up. So I gave this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Nice. That can be very useful.
Yeah, I think it is. And anybody who does a lot of configuration within widgets, I think they'll find that this one is highly appreciated.
Very good. Okay, so what I've got here, the last plugin I've got. Oh, no, I've got the next plugin, don't I? No, last plugin. Sorry, brain. Yeah, it's so cold, my brain's just freezing. That's it. All right, so WP Biz Plugins, Easy Admin, Quick Menu. This here is a plugin, so if you're looking for an easy way to create a menu for your users, or say you're a developer and your clients need to know where certain things are at, and you get the same phone calls over and over, such as how do I create a post, where do I fix my menus, where do I adjust this and that, well, you can go in with this one and you can create a custom menu that gets placed on the dashboard that you can link to those most important items and give it a description, colorize the menu. You can even put a button in there that will link directly to your own support, be it a support forum or a support email, anything along that lines. And this is a really great way to make it easier for your users, customers, to be able to find that information without having to send you an email, wait for a response, pick up the phone, whatever it may be. All in all, a pretty great little plugin for adding in an admin customized quick menu. And it sits on the dashboard itself, so when you hit the dashboard, it's in that all those windowed areas. It's not in the sidebar menu. So give it a check out. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Very nice, handy little plugin. I like that. John, there's a lot of different things like that are kind of the not quite admin and not quite the other way, you know, that help out lately as far as plugins. I like those.
Yep.
All right, finally, John, you know, a lot of times, and I would say a majority of the designers out there dread it when a client says, yeah, and I want to put a feature list on the page, right? Because you're like, how do I do that? Is it going to be like a table? Is it going to be, you know, how do I do it? Is it going to be within a pricing guide? Or there's sometimes these pricing table plugins that you have to use, but they're so clunky and they don't do a lot of stuff. This one, easy feature lists. It creates kind of a reusable feature or checklist that you can add to any post or any page. Customize the set as far as what the different features are. So all you have to do is insert the short code and you're done. It sets in the entire feature list.
Nice.
So that means you can do it on multiple pages. You can do it anytime you want to display a full set of items that have maybe a subset of different groups or things like that. So it's very easy, very cool as far as the graphic layout and the way that it presents it. It easily optimized with the theme that I was already using on my site. So it saved me a load of time as far as trying to put, like, you know, web fonts and trying to get the check marks and the not check mark things and all that. So this feature list was very cool. So I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I like that.
It's one of these design, it's one of those design time savers that is like a secret weapon when you're a designer. If you want to use something like this and really kind of showcase what you can do, this is one to use, because especially when you can kind of present multiple views of maybe even the same feature list. So check it out. It's called Easy Feature Lists.
All right. Well, that wraps us up. I covered up in this one the Media Library Custom Fields, which I gave a 4 to, the Quick Remove Menu Item, which I gave a 5 to, and then the Easy Admin Quick Menu, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about Google Web Font Optimizer, which I gave a perfect 5 out of 5. Note the great widget text editing plugin that you can edit right in the customizer. Gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5. And we just spoke about Easy Feature Lists, which I also gave a perfect 5 out of 5.
All right, and commercial break. So if you're looking for some great stock photography not found anywhere else, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere stock photo images. New images being added regularly, so check it out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And I've got one more GoDaddy code for you, and that is PLUGIN30. And that gets you 30% off any hosting plan, any term length, and you can bundle anything else in there and get an extra 30% on that as well. So remember, GoDaddy code PLUGIN30.
All right, and don't forget, if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time over on the iTunes Store, ViaWay, or Blueberry, or even Stitcher Radio.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find, there you go. I was waiting for the .ca. And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. And I encourage everybody that's listening to the show to head on over to marcuscouch.com. I've got kind of a cool newsletter sign up pop up. I hope that you do sign up. I've got a business/entrepreneurial kind of newsletter/mastermind that I've got going on. So I hope that you'll join me over there. And you can also find me on Twitter at Marcus Couch. And also remember to follow our show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh